Hello and welcome to the Martial Arts Teaching Tactics Podcast. I'm Chris Bean, and I'm joined by Chris Kent. Hello, Mr. Kent.
Hello, sir.
Today, we're going to be talking about teaching while you are teaching. Teaching while you're teaching can be a huge benefit to your current teaching team as well as your future teaching team. With this concept, you will be stating to the class, talking through your ideas, your mindset as you are making the corrections to your students. As you can imagine, if you can accomplish this topic well, then you will be greatly helping build your current students that you have, as well as your teaching team and everybody else that's involved, because as you are making those corrections so that perhaps one person, everybody else is going to be able to hear and hope to make that same correction as well. That helps to take away some of the, okay, stop, let's do this, we'll fix this, because I fixed this already with four people, so now we got to do it with everybody. So that will help that. As you go through, make your corrections, this is kind of just talking through what you're doing and why you're doing it. That's kind of the concept of teaching while you're teaching. When you make a correction, of course, you have thoughts in your head. You know, what are you seeing right now? Why do you think the mistake is being made? What are some possible routes to take to correct that mistake? Which of those possible corrections do you think fit the best in that given scenario for that class, for that student? How do you go about doing that? All of those are thoughts that you have in your head, that all of those are processes that happen and you have to have answers for. These would be some of the things that you would say while you're making that correction. You'll need to do this in a helpful manner. Do not demean the student. Remember to correct the student's mistake, not the student's personality or the student themselves. As you're going through this list, talk about why you're making the correction you're making. And as you do this, you will likely see all the other students in the area straightening up and making those same corrections because they're hearing you talk through this process. While you are specifically looking at and focusing and talking to one person, everybody else around is, of course, going to be able to hear those things. And as long as they're paying attention, they should be able to move their body and make those same corrections or make sure they're not making that same mistake that whoever else is making that mistake is. So this can be incredibly helpful when you are short-staffed on the teaching floor, or if you have a large class and you are the one teaching the class and you're making this mistake, or you're making this correction to fix this mistake that's at the very front of the room. But as you go through that process of fixing that mistake, correcting that mistake, everybody else gets to hear, oh, hey, that's a mistake. I want to make sure I don't do that. And they straighten up or they tweak whatever they need to tweak. So they're not making that mistake. Just by simply hearing you go through those questions or going through the process of correcting their mistake.
Sometimes it's really deliberate. If you go from group to group and you find you're fixing the same mistake, maybe you stop the class and say, hey, everyone, watch. And then you talk through it and walk whoever you're with at that time through the proper steps of how to fix that. But again, sometimes you don't really notice what's happening until you've corrected it four times. You're like, oh, maybe I should let everyone know about this mistake rather than doing it 20 times. You end up in that scenario doing it six times or just the one time if you notice the problem happening. So sometimes it can be very deliberate, or other times you just do it in a manner that people will hear and pay attention as you're doing it for a specific person. It just depends on, you know, what you see and what the situation allows for.
Yeah, if you can imagine making a correction one time with one student, and that one correction that you made with that one student carries over and all of the other people in the class also get to have that correction as well because they're hearing you talk about it, right? That is ideal when you have a class full of people, or if you don't have a huge number of staff members, or if you just want to make sure everybody's on the same page making those same corrections across the board. By doing this, teaching while you're teaching will greatly help to improve those situations. Now, if you have any junior team members assisting you in class, they too will be able to hear this entire process. They'll hear your ideas, your mindsets, your concepts. I blended those two words. your concepts as you're making those corrections, right? So that's extra tools that they can be adding and picking up and putting into their toolbox. Now, we talked about previously about raising your instructor levels, right? This will be a huge benefit to anybody that's in class, not just the students, but the team members that you have, the junior team members that you have that are on the floor, because they will be able to hear how you make those corrections. Why did you do those certain things that you did? And then that will help to raise their level as well. That gives them those tools they can put in their toolbox and pull out when they need to use that specific tool or tools that are similar to that specific tool.
Not to mention, sometimes when you're first starting out, either as a student or as an assistant instructor, there's some questions you might answer they haven't thought of yet. They don't know the answer to yet. So, you know, it is those tools they can use and the opportunities they have to improve themselves, not only as an instructor, but as a martial artist too, because sometimes we don't always necessarily look at our moves with that critical lens and decide, why am I doing this? Why do I not do this? Is there a reason this is like this the way it is? So, you know, being able to share those tidbits of knowledge, not only to students, but instructors, makes the students better as martial artists and the instructors better as martial artists, on top of helping those instructors become better teachers too.
Yeah, and you know, anybody that's in your class, they're going to be getting that information. So if somebody that's just in class at that time, they're hearing how you make that correction, then later on down the road, they become a junior team member. That's something they've already been through. They can kind of understand some of that process that you went through to make those corrections because they happen to be in that class where you did this at. So that means that's less kind of one-on-one training or coaching or teaching that you do to your junior team members, because they're already advanced. They have already been through this. They see how you make the corrections that you make, and perhaps they can remember some of those tools and they put those in the back of their mind while they're not necessarily needing to use them at that time because they're just a student. At some point later on down the road, if or when they become a team member or junior team member, they'll be able to have those things, or they'll be able to hear those things again, which will help to reinforce the information that they've already been through. Hugely, hugely beneficial. Now, perhaps the most challenging part to this, to teaching while you're teaching, is remembering to do it, right? If you're on the teaching floor, you make a correction, okay, great, let's move on. You make a correction, okay, great, move on. And you just talk to that person specifically. Talk quietly enough or just directly to that person. So not really everybody else. Maybe the two or three people that are necessarily right next to them can hear you, but everybody in class is not able to hear them. From time to time, you just get in the flow and you make those corrections. You tell, hey, that person, hey, listen, bud, let's do this. Let's see what you, oh man, that's so much better. Awesome, give me five, boom. And then you move on, right? You don't necessarily talk through what you're doing. You don't have you're not thinking out loud as you're going through and making those corrections. You just make the correction and move on. So remembering to do this, remembering that this is an extra step, and remembering how beneficial this can be to both your current students as well as your team, your junior team members, everybody that's there, how beneficial this can be, and then do it, right? Teach while you're teaching. Talk about the concepts and the different ideas, the mentalities that you have behind why you're making the corrections that you're making, because that is hugely beneficial to everybody that's involved. You don't necessarily need to do this on everything, but if you can do this more often than not, make those corrections and talk about why you're doing them, very beneficial, very beneficial.
We've talked before too about some things are second nature to us. We don't think about mentioning. We just do it every time. We've done it for so many times. We don't really realize we have to point that out to other people because it seems so common sense to us. So sometimes these mistakes and these corrections we make are those tiny things that we just forgot to mention when we're demonstrating or talking about the move. So on top of, well, also when you're initially demonstrating, try to remember those small tiny details. And then as you're going out, if you forget one, then that's the time to teach as you teach and make sure everyone understands those small details should be there too. That's just a common thing that, you know, I mentioned earlier. Having to stop one person as opposed to, you know, correcting everyone at once rather than the 20 people individually. That's something that usually those scenarios are followed by, is, you know, that small detail that I always do but don't talk about because it's natural. Just make sure, you know, when you are demonstrating, or if you find yourself having demonstrated and people are making that mistake or being caught up on that one thing, just keep that in mind. That's something to implement into your demonstration, is that those tiny details that you might necessarily not think about, but everyone needs to know.
You know, this topic can be more than just making corrections, right? This can expand beyond this. How else can you use this tactic? Well, you can share your mindset on why or how, or the ideas that you had when you switched the drill in class. Let's say the lesson plan does A, B, C, and you instead go C, A, B. You switch it up a little bit, okay? You go through and do that class. You don't necessarily need to tell the class why you did that or that it was even different, but maybe your team, the team that helped you with that class, say, hey, listen, guys, this is why I did this. We did this, this, and this. We just switched the order a little bit because I thought that this would be more beneficial doing it this way. I thought this would help to separate it out a little bit differently, or whatever your idea was. But let your team know that. Again, that's not something you need to talk about with the class, with the students, but with your teaching team, right? Let them know if you did this or why you know, listen, we tried this one. It wasn't working. I got to work something different with the lesson plan. So we switched off of it. Okay, that for whatever reason, the class, they weren't feeling it. It wasn't working right with them. And then perhaps that would bring them in and say, hey, listen, do you have any ideas on why or how we could perhaps do that differently or different, better, or adjust it to change it to try it differently? That's a great opportunity to do that. Now, I get sometimes you're in one class and you have to go right into the next class. You don't always have that time, right? So perhaps on a staff meeting, you talk about, hey, we did this differently in class. I want to talk about why we did that. Here's my ideas. This is why we switched. This is why we, whatever it was. But regardless if it happens that specific time or if it happens, you know, 3 days later when you have your meeting, let them know, right? Let them know why you did those things, because this is all about trying to empower your staff to do more than they're doing now. And if you are the only person that's able to look at the lesson plan and say, yeah, man, I need to switch this up. This isn't going to work for them today. Or we started doing this and they got off the rails, that we got too silly with this. Now we got to get back on track and do something different. And how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to implement X, Y, Z. Okay, great. Let's do it. Boom. And you go through that whole process in your head, but nobody else on the floor is able to do that or notice that you did that or know why you did those things. So let them know those things, because again, that will empower them and let them know and give them the tools for if or when they need to do that in the future. Right? It's all about growing not just your students, but also your team, right? Don't neglect your team. Let them in kind of to see behind the curtain, right? Why did you make those decisions? What was going through your head? What are you thinking about? Let them know those things, because that will do huge things and benefit them in great ways to let them have an opportunity to do those things in the future, right? Because eventually, maybe you want to try to work yourself out of a job so you can duplicate and go somewhere else and open another school. Or eventually, you might want to take a vacation, or you get sick and somebody needs to step in while you're not there, and you want to make sure the classes are continue to be ran the way that you like them to be ran, or the way they need to be ran, or however. If you don't have somebody on your team that is able to do those things, well, that makes that tough, right? No vacations, no sick time, you know, no opportunity to open another school or whatever. So let them know, let them see behind the curtain so they know what's going through your mind as you make those decisions. That is where teaching while you're teaching also can come into play, not just with the students, but with your staff as well.
And you can engage them on another level, a deeper level, by rather than straight up telling them, hey, I switched drills here because of XYZ. Maybe you say, hey, notice I switched drills, did something a little bit different. Why do you think that was? Or, you know, have them come up with a reason why that was applicable. Not that you have to every time, but it kind of helps them to stretch their mind and think critically about what's happening rather than just have the answer handed to them. And maybe it's not something you do with someone who's newer, or maybe it is. You really want to push them, but have them also come up with ideas on why this was done the way it was, or to think critically about what's happening. And then by doing that in a quote-unquote controlled environment, or with you being there holding their hand, that helps them to exercise that type of thinking, so that when they're on their own or when they are in charge, they think like that more easily because they've already done it before. They're exposed to it. They have, you know, experience working through those problems or finding out why something should be changed in the moment. So you can't just tell them, but also at some levels, maybe push them a little bit harder and have them come up with the answer themselves. That way they can start to develop that kind of mindset and then use that when they're in charge or on the floor. And then eventually, like Mr. Bean said, you're trying to work yourself out of your job and they take over, whatever it may be, they have that extra tool and they have that experience thinking about those things in that way.
In class, if you are teaching while you're teaching and you notice that you're doing more talking than you normally are, or you're talking more than the students are getting reps or repetitions on that specific move or drill or whatever it is, then maybe you need to cut back on your talking, right? Think about how you can teach while you teach, but slim that down in such a way that they are still getting the reps on that movement or that drill or whatever it is, but you are also still able to teach while you teach. Maybe you are the type of person that you're very verbal and you get lots. Once you get going, you get going, you get going, you keep talking and talking and talking. You don't want your students just standing around or holding one move for who knows how long while you are talking about corrections to be made or whatever it is. So be mindful about that, right? Don't just do a mind dump and let them know everything that you're thinking all the time about not necessarily what we're doing at the time, but be thoughtful and strategic with this tactic, right? Use this as a tool to help to grow your students and your teaching team, but don't let it distract or take away from what the students are doing in class. You want to still make sure you're able to get through the things you need to get through for that day, and they're able to get however many reps or repetitions or practice time on whatever it is they're doing so that they can still progress and learn the information. They're not coming to class for you to lecture them per se, but for them to have time on the movement. So just be careful that as you are trying to do this or as you are doing this, teaching while you're teaching, there's a fine line between too much and not enough or not at all. So just try to be able to find where that is and be very focused in on how much time you are taking away from the students actually practicing those movements, right? Just be careful with that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this topic specifically reminds me of how important it is to let your students understand why they're doing what they're doing. So, you know, if I'm putting my hand in a certain position or it's turned a certain way or this finger is in this spot because of a certain reason, it's important to let them know why it's there. Don't just say, hey, do this because I told you to do it. Don't just say, hey, put your hand here because your hand goes here. And explaining the why so they understand when they're doing the techniques to help them remember, okay, my thumb has to be in this place because if I don't, then they'll get out of the lock. Or my hand needs to be in this place because I'm striking this area and it sets me up to move into this next part of the self-defense or whatever it is, or the form, or, you know, my hand is here and then I move my foot so I can step. And understanding the why is super important for all of their moves. And usually that can be a pitfall when you're explaining it is going way too deep into why. So as important as it is for them to understand why and the reason behind doing certain things, you know, make it quick, make it simple, make it brief. You know, your hand is here because this is where the technique is hitting, or your thumb goes here so they don't twist out of this lock, or whatever it may be. Try to make it simple by telling them why in as little words as possible. Let them try it, let them practice it. And then maybe if you find it to continue to be a problem, then you can kind of go in deeper and give a little bit more explanation. Again, still reining in and keeping it appropriate, but just because you're explaining the why, which is important, it doesn't have to be a dissertation on a low block or a dissertation on a wrist lock. It's just, you know, put your hand here because this. Okay, cool. Because at least for me, if I know why I'm doing what I'm doing, it's a lot easier to remember that and train that way, because then I can think, okay, well, my hand wasn't here, but it needs to be here because of this. Great. you know, so understanding that is important, but don't get carried away with it. Don't just keep going and going and going and going, explaining, you know, the history of the technique, who invented it, when you learned it, when you were training, your favorite part about it, what, you know, how many times you did it last week when you, whatever. Just tell them, hey, this because this. Okay, move on. Great. And then whether that be in a, on a small level with one student, or you do that to everybody, no matter where you are, keep it concise, keep it simple, keep it basic, but still let them know why they're doing what they're doing.
This can be very helpful to make sure everybody on the teaching floor at that given time is on the same page. As you're making that correction, you're talking about what you're looking for, how to fix that mistake, and whatever it is about that correction that you're making. That gives everybody else that's with you on the floor an opportunity to say, hey, listen, let's check on these things. That's what we're going to be looking at right now. So everybody on the floor is going to be on the same page, because they're all going to be hearing you make that correction. They can hear you do that. They can see if anybody else is needing to make that correction as well. And then everybody's looking for the same thing, right? We talked way back about being on the same page. This is a huge way to make sure that happens. Also, I think I've said huge a lot of times in this one. This is a big concept, very beneficial, right? Huge. Lots of important stuff here. Making sure your teaching team is on the same page is important, because you don't want to be looking and correcting one mistake and somebody else is correcting something way far different, or you're looking at the real small little details and everybody else is trying to look at the big picture, or vice versa. By making that correction verbally and talking about your ideas, your concepts, your methodology as you go through that, gives everybody else an opportunity to say, hey, listen, this is what the instructor is looking for. These are the things I'm going to try to fix. This is the area that I'm looking at right now. Let's do that as a team. Everybody can do that, right? So teaching while you're teaching can be beneficial to making sure that you are on the same page as your teaching staff. It can be beneficial to help to improve and grow those students that are in class at that given time. It can be beneficial to let your team members, your junior team members, anybody who's in the room, hear and understand the concepts and the thoughts behind how you make those corrections, giving them those tools they can put in their toolbox and use later on. It can also be beneficial to your team specifically, because if you're switching up or adjusting or changing for whatever reason the lesson plan, then you have an opportunity to go back and talk to them about that. Hey, this is why I made this change. This is why I did this or that. Okay, what do you think about this? Do you think they improved from this? Do you think this was better? Have that conversation with them. Let them see behind the curtain, because that will grow them so that you are not necessarily the only one that makes those ideas or makes those changes or has talks about those things. I give them the opportunity to do that, right? Because then you're sick, or you want to take a vacation, or you want to open another school, you have a team of people ready to step in and do those things, so they're ready, right? That's how that happens, by teaching while you're teaching, right? And again, this is sometimes a difficult thing to do, because you get in the flow, you're just, okay, you make this correction, boom, you move on. Make this correction, okay, boom, you move on. Or this can be challenging because you are the type of person that is very verbal, and as you're making this correction, you go into so much detail that the students are missing out on the practice time on those movements. So there's a kind of a dichotomy that you want to kind of flow back and forth in, where you give them enough information so they can hear and understand why you made that change, but not so much that they're bored or they don't need to know that stuff, or you're taking the entire time to fix the mistake that happened in the first 2 minutes of class, and then, oh, well, okay, I guess our time's up for today. Goodbye. And they stood there the whole time and held one position while you made that correction. So as you do your best to try to employ this technique, just be very thoughtful with it, very strategic with this tactic, because it's very easy to go too far, and it's even sometimes easy to not do it at all. So just be able to kind of walk the line and see the benefits for this. Understand why you're doing this, but don't go too far. Don't go too far.
And it almost goes without saying, too, in order to do this, you have to know what you're doing. So as much as we talk about as much as we have talked about previously, you got to know your stuff. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're teaching. Otherwise, you can't give those whys and those little explanations. You can't teach while you're teaching because you don't know it well enough. So make sure you personally take ownership and practice and understand and know what you're doing. That way you're able to help everyone else, students and instructors alike, grow so you can teach while you teach. But again, it comes back to taking ownership and practicing yourself, knowing your material in and out.
And, you know, this is by far not a necessary thing. This isn't something you have to do while you're teaching. Or this may be something you're already doing and you don't know that you're doing it. You haven't put it into words yet, right? Or you're like, oh, I do this already. Okay. So as you're hearing some of these things, you're doing some of this. Or you're not and you don't see the benefit to it. Okay, fine. This is not something you have to do. This is just an extra thing that you can do that could potentially help your students and your team. Not necessary at all. If you have a class where you're short-staffed, that may be a good time to try this, right? Because that will help to duplicate yourself. You make that correction, you talk through why you're doing it, everybody else can hear it. Oh, okay, I want to fix this too. Great, good. Great, okay, now let's move on. Because you made that correction one time to one person, but as you did it, everybody could hear. So everybody gets to hear that mistake and fix it. And then you can move on and duplicate yourself. Again, by far not something you have to do, but I think can be very beneficial. Sir, do you have anything to add?
No, sir. I think we pretty much covered it all.
Yes, sir. So if you want to reach out to us, you can more than welcome to do that. You can find us on all the socials. We're at MA Teaching Tactics. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Reddit. Also, anywhere where you can listen to podcasts are, you can search MA Teaching Tactics. And again, that's MA for martial arts, MA Teaching Tactics. Until next time, I'm Chris Bean.
And I'm Chris Kent.